Malam Suleiman Adam is a Muslim cleric at Kasua in Ghana's central region. He offers a spiritual approach to healing diseases.
Every sickness, if the doctor cannot do, we are do it.
The Malam says about 8 out of every 10 people who consult him are women. He makes his patients CD recordings based on the Quran, sometimes accompanied by herbal medicines. His services are similar to those offered to Christians at prayer camps. One patient at a camp, a 25-year-old man who calls himself Eric, has reported to the Last Stop prayer camp looking weak with jaundiced eyes and a vacant look. He can barely stand or speak. His brother says he has carried him there because Eric's sickness has spiritual roots that need to be tackled by a priest.
Normally, it starts with fever. We went to hospital, yet now the sickness is going on and on and on.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, Eric is the only man among a group of 7 who have come for a consultation. The founder of the camp, Julius Atachi, says women patients often outnumber men. In fact, he says of the 700 people in his congregation, over 500 people are women.
The reason is that some women are single mother, whereby their husbands have divorced them, and moreover, they have no job to do to their children who are sick.
Tell me some of the ailments they come here with.
Some of the illness are stroke, cancer, diabetes, asthma, especially spiritual sickness.
When you say spiritual sickness, can you explain?
Yeah, spiritual sickness is like somebody, maybe for example, he quarrel with somebody and the person casts a spell over the person, say, I'll take you to juju or I'll juju you. And they being the eyewitness over the instantly while they are quarreling, the person says, I'll juju you, you paralyze now. Within less than a minute, the person got paralyzed.
Atachi says a spiritual course of treatment makes sense since some problems, including nightmares, come from deities or from the curses of those practicing black magic or juju. He says faith, not Western medicine, is the cure. Activists accuse some of the Christian prayer camps of human rights abuses. Recently, a member of the Ghana Association of Faith Healers and Traditional Birth Attendants cautioned pastors not to chain and lash patients at prayer camps. Professor Samuel Dankwa is a psychologist at the University of Ghana. He says such abuses are often associated with mentally ill patients. He says some prayer camps tackle such sicknesses with what he calls the demonic model.
That means all conditions have to do with demon, and you have to cast away the demon by beating you, starving you. If you see their practice, it's not different from the 14th century in Europe, whereby mental patients, without giving them the tranquilizers and so forth, they become wild. So they chain them, they stab them, they beat them.
He says the best way to treat mental patients is with Western healthcare, but because of stigma and cost, few Ghanaians consult psychiatrists. For VOA Africa, this is Joanna Mante reporting from Accra, Ghana.